Well, hello and welcome back to the Profit Express. I am Tim Healy. Thank you so much for listening, being on board today. You can follow me in the show on Twitter at Radio Tim Healy. It's at Radio Tim Healy. Now, you might not know it, but you and I are at the forefront of a societal change not seen since the Industrial Revolution. What's behind the revolution, you ask? Good question. Artificial intelligence. AI is on the verge of completely reshaping how businesses market to you. And as you're reading through your emails, as you're shopping online, as you're visiting your favorite social media sites, there's sophisticated artificial intelligence algorithms that are scraping and logging and cross-referencing who you are and how to best connect with you on an emotional level. And it's all to get you to buy. So to talk about this topic, because it has implications in so many ways, not just business and marketing, but consumer behavior, privacy, we have technologist and author William Ammerman. We're talking about his brand new book. It's a great read on the subject, The Invisible Brand. Again, William, thanks for being on board today.
Thank you.
Now, when you hear, I think for a number of years, because it's not like, you know, artificial intelligence and big data is brand new. Obviously, the topic's been around for a while. And I think a lot of smaller businesses, of which many, many listen to the show, have thought, and maybe are still thinking, well, okay, yeah, I understand it. It's a fascinating topic, but, you know, can I really get in on it? Or is artificial intelligence and big data really the domain of the Starbucks and, you know, Targets of the world? How can a typical small business embrace what AI has to offer today?
Right. So, you know, we think that AI is the province of IBM and Google and Facebook. But the reality is there are, you know, very powerful things that small businesses need to be thinking about and deploying AI to accomplish right away. The first of those is, I would encourage any small business owner or entrepreneur to start thinking about the voice user interface. We've been raised in a culture where we're all used to using a graphical user interface. We're attached to screens. But increasingly, consumers are using voice in their cars, on their mobile devices, and even to control their TVs. I often say the next smart speaker you buy will be a television. It'll be a flat screen TV that you hang on your wall and you start talking to and making purchases. And how that influences the small business owner is that you have to be found through voice. So if you own a pizza restaurant or a local Thai restaurant, you're on my radar because I've got kids, I go to Thai restaurants, and I'm in my car and I hit, you know, directions to the local Thai restaurant. And if your local Thai restaurant can be found through voice, more often than not, you're going to get my business. So this notion of near me, right? We think about near me as being an important factor for small businesses. Well, when we plug in near me in search engines, we're asking for, you know, a radius around me. When we talk to our mobile devices kind of default in their voice setting to say, oh, he's looking for a Thai restaurant, I'm going to give him one near him. So think about how you are found through voice. See if you can find your business. You know, if for me, I had to go through the exercise of thinking, how do people buy my book? Alexa, buy The Invisible Brand by William Ammerman. And if you've got an Alexa in the background, it's right now asking you, you know, if you want to add it to your shopping cart. But the point is, you know, you've got to make certain that your products and services can be found through voice. That would be the first suggestion. I'll pause there in case you have questions.
Well, yeah.
That's an important one.
Well, so that's, again, maybe it's my ignorance. So then the Thai restaurant, which is, any restaurant, fill in the blank, is the typical small business in all of our communities, okay? We all have restaurants. So if I am the Thai restaurant owner and you know, it's not just getting, you know, where people can find me in a radius of 5 miles, but then, you know, being found by voice. So how do they physically get their business registered? What's the device? What's the site? What's the service? How do they physically do that? Because I got somebody listening right now. They're like, how do I do this?
Okay. For anybody who's listening right now, I want you to think about deconstructing the voice-enabled path to purchase, the voice-enabled path to purchase in four chunks. The first chunk is the consumer. You got to understand who your consumer is. You know them. Second, think about the device they're using to search for you. It's going to be different based on the different kinds of businesses. The third is think about the voice assistants that they use, and then think about your relationship with those voice assistants. So break it down into those four discrete chunks: your consumers, your their devices, the voice assistants on those devices, and then the businesses, the services that you're providing. Once you've broken it down into those four discrete chunks, I'll leave it to you to figure out who your consumer is.
Sure.
But
yeah.
Look at the device. Think about the behavior. Think about where people are when they might try to find you through voice. Are they in their car? Are they sitting in their living room? Are they using their television? Are they using a mobile device? That's going to give you insights into what they're doing and what that behavior is. Then think about the voice assistants that are most likely to be used in that environment. You might have to do a little research. I could help you with it. But the idea here is that, you know, each device is going to be more or less likely to be using one of the voice assistants. And then once you've thought about those voice assistants, Alexa, Siri, you know, Cortana, Google Assistant, once you've figured out what's different about them, you're going to start to become more discerning about how to make your products and services visible to the voice search. It's not the same as text search. Voice flattens search. And the most important thing that you have to understand with voice search is that voice search comes in the form of questions. So think about questions. Think about questions that start who or how or when or where. We type questions when we go enter, you know, into a voice search. We don't type questions when we go to Google. So it's very different. And what you have to do is you have to start optimizing your digital media to include the questions along with the answers so that the search engines can find those questions on your website, find them in your digital media, and know that that's where to go for the answers.
Okay, that was a great visual. That was a great explanation, actually. Thank you. And today you're listening to The Profit Express. The Invisible Brand is the book we're discussing with the author, William Ammerman, Marketing in the Age of Automation, Big Data, and Machine Learning. We've got a few minutes left. I mean, there's so many more questions we could ask. What are...
Let's talk about audience segmentation, because I think that's something that's important, too, if you're okay with that.
What was that?
Audience segmentation. Thinking about, you know, how do we take our cash register and how do we deconstruct who our customers are? Who are these people and that are coming into our store? Is that a good topic for your listeners?
Sure, sure.
So, you know, when we look at the cash register receipts, you know, we can, as human beings, we can try to sort them into piles, right? But machine learning takes that data and can sort it much more accurately than we can. Let's imagine you own a pet shop, and your pet shop has some customers come in and they just buy dog food, and you've got other customers that come in for your boarding services, and you've got other customers that just come in for the grooming services. Well, you know, it's easy enough to kind of visualize that, but when you start, you know, delving into the details, you got maybe 5,000 or 6,000 customers in your database, it starts to become difficult to sort them. AI allows us to harvest and automate the process of segmenting those audiences. Once we've got them segmented, we can start targeting them with different messaging, with different advertising tactics, with different campaign tactics. We can target, you know, the people who are more frequent users of our grooming services. We can target them with messages about grooming. We can target the people with, you know, who go out of town frequently. We can target them with different messaging. So understanding your audience and segmenting them using artificial intelligence is a huge application for local small business owners. And the beauty of that is that technology is now available at a very local level. You don't have to be Google to be able to take advantage of those kinds of tactics.
Well, I think if you put it in the frame of a pet store, I think that perfectly speaks to small business owners out there and segmenting whether you know, and I love the example, whether it's a pet owner who does a lot of just buying food versus somebody who's using the kenneling services. So the topic is certainly a very fascinating one, one I find fascinating. And it's really interesting that now it's on a level where the local small business can certainly embrace it and use it as part of their mix. William, listen, I want to thank you for coming on board today. And again, today's guest has been William Ammerman. He's technologist and author of the brand new book, The Invisible Brand. Real quick, somebody wants to follow you, learn more about you. Is there a site they can follow? Twitter handle? What do you got?
My first initial last name, W for William Ammerman, Ammerman. .com. So it looks like Wammerman.com. I have a brother, Dave, and a brother, John. So it's Wammerman, Dammerman, and Jammerman. But I got the Wammerman.
Jammerman is pretty cool, actually. I like Jammerman, but Wammerman's not bad. Jammerman's pretty cool. So it's Wammerman.com. Awesome. Listen, good luck with the book. I found it to be a very interesting read. And this is probably a topic we're scratching the surface on, I can imagine. Thank you so much, William.